Located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, again for joining us down Let's Face the Issue. We're talking about an issue that I believe should be on the hearts and the minds and the lives and the lips of every American citizen today. We need to ask the question, why are these drones flying over the Northeast? What are they surveilling? Who sent them? Who's responsible for them? Where are they from? Does the president know and not say? Is it possible the Pentagon knows and they're simply denying the knowledge of it? Again, I'm looking at a headline, Mystery New Jersey Drones, not from Iranian mothership, according to the Pentagon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious matter. And I believe that, in fact, some just recently had one ask the question, just doesn't look like it could be a conspiracy where everybody in all of these departments would know about it and say nothing and do nothing. I believe it's coming from the top down. I believe it's coming from Joe Biden. I believe the word from Joe Biden is silence. This is the reason the Pentagon is out of hand, just simply saying that it's not from Iran. And yet we have those that say that it's coming from, quote, mothership. I'm looking at a headline, shoot them down, Congressman says. Mr. Jones are launching from enemy mothership off the East Coast. Listen to this article. A U.S. congressman dropped a bombshell Wednesday concerning the source of the mystery drones flying over New Jersey, said they're being launched by an Iranian mothership off the eastern seaboard of the United States, a claim being fully denied by the Pentagon. Now, let me hold there for a moment. If that is not so, why can't the Pentagon then, in their denial that it's not from Iran, tell us who it's from? If it's not Iran, if it's not an Iranian mothership, what mothership is it? They've got to be landing someplace. They've got to be controlled from some remote area. And the only place possible would be from a, quote, mothership out in the Atlantic. This article reads further. From very high sources, very qualified sources, very responsible sources, I'm going to tell you the real deal, said U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew, Republican, New Jersey. Quote, Iran launched another ship probably a month ago that contains these drones. That mothership is off the east coast of the United States of America. They're launching drones is everything that we see are here. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this very lightly. Van Drew, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Harris Faulkner with Fox News, Iran made a deal with China to purchase drones, motherships, and technology in order to go forward. These sources, the sources I have are very good. Further, he says, these drones should be shot down. I think it very possibly could be. They should be shot down. We're not getting the full deal, and the military is on alert with this. Further, the article reads, Iran has the capacity to pull up along our eastern seaboard and launch dozens of drones the size of the SUV into the skies and around several states, particularly New Jersey, where we know the incoming president has a large home. That capacity and capability exists. It's possible some of these drones are here. So I have two questions. How are they fueling them? They have to land somewhere. Drones don't fly forever. Why don't they have close down? Why don't they close down all of our airspace and examine the drones? End quote. That's my question. Who are the drones from? Who's flying them? Who's responsible for them? And they're being flown by the hundreds. And you go back and do the research, just a few weeks before over America, they were flying all over the UK. Who's flying them? Where are they from? Is it Iran? Is it Russia? Is it China? It has to be one of those three. It is not something that's, I don't believe it's a friendly flyover. I don't believe it's something where a bunch of kids in the backyard, let's play drones when the drones are the size of an automobile. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
How are you, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. Pray that you are.
Doing well. This actually brings up a whole lot more questions than it does answers. I'm hesitant for any explanation. The one thing that I have observed by looking at this, one, drones don't fly themselves.
Right.
They are either radio controlled or they have a pre-programmed flight path on them. So if it's a ship offshore and it's a pre-programmed flight, that has to have an origination and a end point. So the ship would be easily found. Our U.S. Navy is not that incompetent, I would hope. Two, whoever's flying these things wants them to be seen. It's an easy thing to turn off lights, but these things are flying with lights on. So they want them to be seen. The other thing is these things are not stealthy at all. They have no capability for stealth whatsoever. Those rotor blades and the body itself is going to give huge radar returns. They can be shot down. There are technologies called look down, shoot down that planes can deploy. There are manned ground battery systems. There are manned shoulder-fired systems that can bring them down. They can be tracked. So why is there all this subterfuge in regards to these things when a little bit of sleuthing by our government could expose who, what, when, why, where, the whole nine yards? So I'm skeptical of everything that I'm hearing and seeing in regards to these devices.
I am also, Jim. I'll read you headline and then two or three quotes from different people. One of his officers, speaking of a police officer, saw 50 drones come off the ocean. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith says of the drones. One of his officers saw 50 drones, et cetera, et cetera. Of the one was a 47-foot lifeboat. One of their 47-foot lifeboats was followed by between 12 and 30 of the drones. They were following the drones by the choppers off the coast that saw them and did not have authorization to neutralize them, according to the article. Remember how long it took Biden, this writer says, took Biden to down the balloons. It's almost as though they are not allowed to know. Now that's a question and statement. Imagine what China would do if 50 drones were flying over their airspace, over there, off their ocean. Well, how would they respond with that? Here's another headline. Unidentified flying objects over Brooklyn. Last fall, giant mystery drones allegedly plagued the East Coast military bases, leaving the government claiming bafflement. Now, a year later, the unidentified flying drones are back, blanketing New Jersey's sensitive skies, waking people up, spreading to New York, arrogantly swathing around wherever they want to go, generally making a nuisance of themselves. U.S. officials don't know who is behind the drones, one Wall Street Journal article reported, or how to stop them, or what to stop them with. Now, this is, Jim, this plays into the fact that if our military, if our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, if our DOJ and all of the other agencies, if they're that dumb, we're in danger as a nation. What say you?
I cannot disagree with that statement. I mean, like I said, these things are, people are seeing them. if you've got a foreign military and you want to do surveillance there, advertising your surveillance is, you know, not a very bright thing to do. I mean, why not fly them around without the lights? But they're flying these things around with lights on. It's just, I don't get it.
Jim, a question that comes to mind, what's the FAA doing with the flight paths for our commercial airlines? How are they preventing the collision between the drones and our flight patterns? Somebody's controlling that. Surely the FAA's doing that. And if that's the case, then I'm looking at another portion of this article. The FBI seemingly is helpless, and they're confounded by what's taking place. How is it that our thugs with badges are helpless and they are hapless and they do not know what is happening? I find it beyond imagination for all of these agencies to say concerned from that standpoint. Here's my thought, and Jim, I'll run it by you for your observation. And I'll not read all of the verses, but in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 12 and following, it talks about the fact that Hezekiah was sick. Word got to the Babylonians that he was sick, and they decided to come and check him out. And the scripture says, and Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointments, and all of his house and his armament, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. And it goes on to talk about what had happened as a result of that. Behold, the days come when all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in the store for this day be carried away into Babylon. Nothing shall be left. That's what Isaiah told Hezekiah after he had made that mistake. Is it possible that Joe Biden, because of his treason, because of his being controlled by China, Russia, and Iran in particular, is it possible that he is aware that those one of those adversaries are surveilling America? He can say nothing because they will tell the tale of his treasonous acts, where the enemies have bought Joe Biden and his entire administration. And in fact, Joe Biden's been a puppet for foreign adversaries for 50 years. Is it possible, in your opinion, in your mind, is it possible that's the reason that everything is silent? Because from the top down, the Oval Office, Joe Biden is saying to be quiet, say nothing, do nothing. He's the one giving the orders. It's not the Pentagon. It's not the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, et cetera, the DHS. I believe it's coming right out of the Oval Office for silence. What are your thoughts?
I don't think that it is, because I don't think Joe Biden possesses that acumen or intelligence. I believe that it's his deep state that's surrounding him. Now, I could very well see that. But, I mean, come on, this guy's waiting for his next pudding pop.
Well, one writer says that he believes that the drones are from China, and he said the drones are flying internationally, not just in America. And that's exactly correct. And yet we find, when you go back and you study just a few, pages back, you find that most of the drones, if not all of the drones that's being used by Russia, are manufactured in Iran. Iran is the major promulgator of the drones. What if they're manufactured in Iran, being shipped out and made for Russia, made for China, and China and Russia together, or one or both, are using them to surveil all of America? I believe that's a high probability. But in either case,
oh yeah,
Jim, in any event, regardless of how this might fall out, are we safe as Americans? Is it something we need to be concerned about? I don't mean we need to go around with our hair on fire and pulling our hair out, but I believe that we need to be concerned about who's in office, what they're doing. Is the stage being set for major calamity when Donald Trump is sworn in? Are we witnessing Americans? Are we witnessing the coming in and the controlling of all of our secret and sensitive material and documentation, so that when Trump goes in office, the enemy comes in with one fell swoop? I don't know. And I'm not trying to be hysterical about it. I'm not trying to do something with a conspiracy theory. But it is beyond the imagination that those that are supposed to be in charge of protecting America are silent about what is happening, or they act dumb about what is happening, and there's not one squeak coming out of the Oval Office.
May what I make one you? Point, sir?
Yes, sir?
Do you recall a few years back during the Obama administration, one of our I can't remember the name of it, but it was a controlled surveillance platform. It was taken over by the Iran. Well, it was actually landed in Iran. They had got possession of it. I think it was called a Predator, the one that they used to actually fire TOW missiles and do surveillance.
Was it one of the U-2 planes?
No. It's one of these remotely controlled. It has propeller on the back end. It's a real high flying. But what the Pentagon didn't figure out was that people with laptops could actually tap into the surveillance feed on them. Iran figured out how to do that, and they actually landed one of them in their territory. And since they landed that, Iran's capability with remotely controlled devices and drones has increased exponentially.
Well, they reverse engineered all of the parts of it, and that's what they're doing. But it demands every Christian, every conservative, every American today to be alert and to be aware that the enemies are prevailing. And at this particular juncture, nothing is being said or done by the Oval Office to protect America. Joe Biden is asleep at the wheel. Joe Biden is, I believe, absent. As one person recently said, who's heading up America? Who is helping? Who's controlling America? Who's protecting America today? And the answer to that is no one. It is almost like the ship flying without a pilot at the wheel. But Jim, thank you so much for your call
thank
today.
You, sir.
God bless you. Keep looking
God
up. I believe Terry's on the line. Terry, go over to the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I agree with the previous caller and what you're saying, too. What you guys say about Sleepy Joe and all that. Well, he gets out of sleepiness to do the biting of the puppet master. And then with the drones, nobody may be talking scattered, but with the drones, the people who are manning those, they're not going to be afraid to be showing themselves because they feel very comfortable in our waters and land and all that because of the permission that if Biden's done treason and for 50 years, and sold us out and all that stuff, they're going to be feeling very comfortable. They, instead of knocking on the front door or the back door, they're just going to come in to the house, you know, like your own home, as if they belong there, as if they're welcome. And that's what they're doing into America, because if Biden sold us out, and that's what it sounds like, he's done treason. And
absolutely, and Terry, no one will ever convince me that Biden is not guilty of treason, 100%. He is, I believe, very, very, very irresponsible when it comes to Americans' protection. I believe at this juncture he is silent because of his complicity. He is complicit in what is taking place. In fact, you're talking about they're openly doing it. The previous caller said that they're not trying to hide themselves, and that's true.
Right.
Looking at the headline, Iran unveils an Armageddon device for all the world to see. Now, this is a different subject, but it's going back to the brazenness of Iran. Iran's latest space launch is yet another glaring warning about the sinister ambition of the mullahs in Tehran. Launching their heaviest ever rocket into space isn't about exploring the final frontier. It's about flexing their technological muscles to perfect a ballistic missile, a program that could someday carry a nuclear payload. And let's not kid ourselves, this isn't a science fair project. This is about global intimidation. The timing is not a coincidence. Tehran decided to show off its space capabilities. This isn't just about satellites or harmless research. The rocket reportedly carried a military satellite, making the first time Iran's civilian space program has transported military hardware. Let's call it what it is, a thinly veiled excuse to advance their ballistic missile program under the guise of peaceful exploration. And I could go on and on. They call it the Armageddon device is what Iran is calling it. We're watching Iran stand up and flex its muscles, and we need to understand that Iran, China, and Russia are the a trilogy of our major enemies, and they're standing up today and wanting to be heard and wanting to be seen. But Terry, it deserves our prayer. Go ahead.
Yes, well, I have a couple questions. Is Biden able to pardon himself?
I don't think he knows what day it is, much less what week it is a month,
well,
or whether or not.
I don't know
if Biden even recognizes he's still president.
Okay, well, Biden as a president, he could be, say, Obama is the puppet master. Can somehow something be done to whatever legality that Obama draws it up, and all Biden has to do is read it off?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right, and that's what Obama's been doing for 4 years. The Biden administration has simply been a third term for Barack Hussein Obama. Obama's the puppeteer, and Biden is the puppet, and Obama's the one that's been pulling the strings the whole time. But we are looking at today. In fact, I am gravely concerned, because Biden has already made the determination they're going to Trump-proof every department in the federal government. He is now pardoning hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and commuting sentences of hundreds and hundreds of those that are in prison, those that have been charged with crimes. He's in the process of pardoning all of those that were involved in the January 6th committee, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
We're
Dr.
witnessing...
Dr. Youngblood, he doesn't have the brain and the functioning to go ahead and know who he's pardoning, but the person behind Biden does know, because aren't you supposed to be reading up everybody's history and saying, no, we can't pardon that person, but we can do this one? Instead of doing all the lump sum.
You're exactly right. I'm sure his handlers come in with a whole list and say, sign here, and that's the bottom line. Biden couldn't tell you right now who he's pardoning, who's not pardoning. He cannot tell you what day it is. And it's the unfortunate thing that it's that situation that we're faced with. And I'm concerned, gravely concerned, if I can say that, with President Donald J. Trump taking office, and all of these things, the trigger points have been set so that when he goes into office January the 21st, his first day in office, I believe we'll start to see some calamitous things take place under the leadership of Donald J. Trump, not of his own doing, but because the trap's been set by the Biden administration and Barack Hussein Obama and the Communist Party that now pervades the Obama mindset, with Valerie Jarrett and others that are pulling the strings for Joe Biden. So it deserves our prayer and our concern.
Yes, and the other thing too is... Well, I'll just say Elon Musk is the one that's doing a lot of the drones or the AI or whatever. Who is to say that there are people that ride the fence that they'll serve two masters, where just we'll pick on Elon Musk or whoever's in charge of the AI and they're doing the drones. If that's the previous caller said, that drones will be used to go ahead and infrared the Christians that's remaining behind. Why would somebody, make something like the AI and get into the hands of enemies? Or and then also they can go ahead and get onto the good side, where they can plant themselves into the White House and take office. And I'm just saying, everybody needs food. So if that person's in charge of all the nutrition, this and that, who's to say that they can't go ahead and slip something into our food supply, and, that could be the demise of people too. Oh, so sorry, we don't have any food because this happened, or,
Terry, the bottom line is we're witnessing the last of the last days, and 2 Timothy chapter 3 says perilous times shall come, where perilous means dangerous, dark, devastating, destructive, deadly days, and we're in the very midst of that. I just received a message online that says alleged UFOs over Oregon caused pilots to have to divert their flights. We're witnessing today the invasion of America and the surveillance of America, and there's not a single person on the face of the globe that could tell me that Joe Biden is not aware, or his handlers aware, of what is taking place. We're being surveilled, and it's an enemy surveillance. And Terry, I'm going to read this and get your take and then let you go. Iran's violation of the UN ban and its defiance on international norms have been a landmark hallmark of its regime. The Obama-Biden era soft diplomacy gave Tehran the breathing room to advance their capabilities under the flawed Iran nuclear agreement, which Trump rightly pulled out of in 2018. Under the Biden administration, the White House has largely turned a blind eye to the Iranian provocations, preferring platitudes about diplomacy over concrete actions. Now, as Biden stumbles and Iran inches closer to nuclear capability, the world can only hope for a return to leadership that prioritizes America's safety and stability, end quote. That should be our prayer, that God will take Donald J. Trump and help prioritize the safety of America. Going back to a little, and let me put a footnote on your statement. No question about what Elon Musk's capability is when it comes to artificial intelligence and with the chips that can now be implanted in the brain of a human being to stop Alzheimer's or other diseases. May I say, yes, part of his capability, part of his development, part of his intelligence, part of his creativity, that sort of thing, whether it's from Elon Musk or otherwise, will be used by the Antichrist in the days after the church is lifted out, when every human being on the face of the globe will be traced, tracked, controlled, and will be put to death or left to live, whether or not you know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. So, Terry, it deserves our very best prayer. It deserves our looking up. It deserves Christians sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that others might come to know Jesus before it's eternity too late. Terry, thank you so much for your call.
Dr. Youngblood, you know, it says like the Constitution, we the people, etc., etc. I just thought of this. We the people have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We're born again Christians and believers. That is our Constitution, like you say. All we can do is lift our heads up and pray, because we the people can fight what's going on.
Absolutely. It deserves our prayer, Terry. Thank you so much, and God bless you for your call.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. We've got only moments left in the broadcast, but may I say to you, as we talk about the subject today, the issue today, are our enemies surveilling America? My answer, definitive, definite answer, the answer to that is yes, yes, yes. We're witnessing the open, in-your-face surveillance of all that America's doing, all of our military sites, all of our military secrets, all of our plans and preparations, and yet our DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, all of those that are, I call them thugs with badges, none of them are doing anything to protect us. The Pentagon's not giving us an answer. The president's silent on the subject. The Pentagon is disclaiming what one senator says is taking place with the Iranian mothership off the coast of America, with the drones flying in by the hundreds surveilling our nation. I believe it's time as Christians we recognize that we're living in perilous times. We're living in the last of the last days. Therefore, we need to stop being silent. We need to be verbal, visible, and victorious as we stand for Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.